The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air. It is Saturday. It is February 22nd. It is 35 degrees. Perhaps you should think about somewhere warm. Perhaps
it's not going to be that nice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. Right?
You're right. And it's so Midwest of us to say, it's amazing, when it's 47 degrees, but we'll take it. So anyway, hey, good morning.
How are you?
Not bad. Why are you looking so fabulous? What are you doing later today?
Oh, basketball games.
You dress that well for
fourth grade basketball games.
All right. Rose is here. How about you? 855-616-1620. Where are you going? What are you doing? That is the Accident Mortgage talk and text line. We're going to lead the show with an encouragement because next week is Fox and the World Tour Showcase week. So these are trips for 2020 and 2021. Word has leaked out on a couple of them and what
out.
They are.
There was a leak.
But this is a big show. I went to this thing last year in Brookfield and it was amazing. It was a huge room full of people, lots of agents, lots of presentations. Gigi Bromage will be there.
That's true.
Real name Agnes Kowalski. that's not true.
Jennifer Smith.
No, it's Gigi Bromage. So anyway, 26th, which is Wednesday. We're going to be in Neenah, and I'm going to drive up for that because I want to be in the Neenah show. That's going to be fun. You're going to be there, Rose.
I am. Yeah.
And it's going to happen at the Best Western Premier Bridgewood Resort. It starts at 6:30, and this is the presentation of the Big Insight Vacations. Now, that's for our friends in the Fox Valley area. Then, the next night, on Thursday night, we're going to be in Brookfield, and that also is a 6:30 start. That one is at the Embassy Suites.
And we got so many RSVPs already that we took over another half of the ballroom. So extended our opportunities for you. But I cannot encourage you enough to RSVP by going online, foxworldtravel.com. At the top, there's a number of different places you could find this, but the best place is under resources, travel, shows, and events. They pop right up. You can RSVP online. All of that sounds way too complicated, or you're driving. You can always remember 866-GO-FOX-GO. All of our offices open at 10 a.m. during the winter months, and you can just call and give them your information. We're asking this for a couple of different reasons, one of which is there are some very nice incentives for booking the night of the show, and you don't want to miss out on this.
Mm. Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some pretty good swag, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. But again, register for this because... That's important. We want to know who's coming. So again, it is Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday in Neenah, Thursday in Brookfield, the World Tour Showcase for 2020 and 2021. Highlights like Scandinavia, Italy, Greece, Vienna, Budapest, Prague, Southern Italy, Sicily, Morocco, Alpine Christmas markets, but lots of details. Let's start off the show. Let's get to Franksville. That's where Joe is. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey. Good morning. Hey, Rose, I called you back around Thanksgiving. My wife and I were going to Hawaii, and you recommended Duke's.
Yep.
We were in Oahu, and as it turned out, we stayed at the hotel where Duke's is like the first floor, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful meal, some macadamia nut-crusted opa, and all around it was just a wonderful trip, but just had to call and say, thanks for the tip for Duke's because it was outstanding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you liked it. Sometimes when I give recommendations for restaurants, I'm a little bit skeptical or hesitant because my taste may not be your taste, but I rarely run into somebody that doesn't like Duke's. Now, Duke has become a little bit commercialized. It's pretty big, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we lucked out getting a reservation. I think they were booking at like 9 o'clock at night for the next three nights. And we got in at 6 o'clock the day we arrived.
Oh, how perfect. How perfect. And I'm telling you, honest to Pete, my mouth is watering as we speak because it is the best mahi-mahi I have ever had in my life at Duke's.
Well, my wife and I enjoyed it immensely. Beth and I, thank you for the recommendation.
Well, and we want to remind everybody that Tom Faza is going to be leaving pretty quickly here. So for those of you who may be joining Tom Faza, don't forget about Duke's.
Boy, is he going to have an amazing trip. Hawaii in March, the mahi-mahi.
Oh, my
fish
gosh.
So nice, they named it twice. There you go.
Yeah.
855-616-1620 is our number. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's get going. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
917 at WTMJ, 35 degrees, a delightful day, sunny, mild, 43. Again, anybody that's moved here from California is like, are these people insane? Yeah, a little. Clear down to 31 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and 47. And then, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it starts to change. 38 on Monday with rain and snow late. Could get 2 to 4 inches on Tuesday with a high of 35. And then Wednesday, chance for scattered snow showers. Otherwise, cloudy, windy, and 32. Let's head to West Dallas. That's where Sue is. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Really, really good because it's sunny out. How about you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Rose, I have a question. You've mentioned a shore excursion company in the past. We're going to Alaska, and we're just wondering the pros and cons of using ship excursions versus another company.
Yeah, so what,
and what that company was.
What cruise line are you going to be with?
I think Carnival.
Okay, so what you want to do is this. You want to look at what they're offering first. Those are very good shore excursions, and very obviously because they keep offering them year in and year out or tweaking them a little bit, but they have vetted their vendors, and they're very good. Then what you want to do is go to shoretrips.com. Shore Trips is from this area. They are just an outstanding company. And what they've done at Shore Trips is they've gone the extra step. The owners actually go into these destinations and absolutely thoroughly vet and explore and delve into additional offerings that they may be able to get for you that the ships are not doing. Or it may be something that the ship is doing and they've got all kinds of enhancements included or extras included. So compare what the ship is offering to Shore Trips. Now, not everybody is going to be as trustworthy as Shore Trips, so be very careful when you get off the ship in all of your ports of call throughout Alaska. There's going to be people standing there on the pier with signs trying to lure you into something they've got to offer. Those are not always the best bet because we don't know that they're going to get you back to the ship in time.
Lure.
Yeah.
And Shore Trips does that.
They have an absolute guarantee. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep.
Terrific. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Right. Have a good one.
Thank you. I'm goofing this up. Hang on.
Now you goofed it up.
And did I? Hey, John.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Rose, I have a question. We're going to be going to Aruba a week from today.
Oh, fun.
And I was wondering if there are some things that you think are a must to do.
Well, it's an amazingly great place for water sports. So cruising and sailing and scuba and snuba and snorkeling and all of those kinds of things are very cool. I do know that there are a couple of different companies that offer not only Jeep safaris, but also ATV safaris as well. Those are pretty cool because it's a pretty flat island and it's rather arid. So that's kind of like if you've ever done the pink jeeps in Sedona, doing the jeeps in Aruba is very similar to that. They do have some full island tours if you want to do that. And they also offer pub crawls at night if that's something you're interested in.
All right. Well, thank you.
Enjoy. It's a very different experience. People think of Caribbean islands as being somewhat tropical and maybe even rainforest-like, and Aruba is rather arid.
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 Deserty?
Deserty.
Deserty.
Yes.
Deserty. Okay. Hey, another reminder before we go to break. World Tour Showcase. There are two next week. Wednesday, it's going to happen in Neenah. Thursday, it's going to happen in Brookfield. The Neenah location is the Best Western Premier Bridgewood Resort Hotel. This is where all the really big stuff for 2021 gets rolled out by Insight Vacations. And again, the next night, Thursday the 27th, we are going to head to the Embassy Suites in Hilton. By Hilton Milwaukee in Brookfield. I'm going up to the Neenah show.
And you, why is that, Danny?
Because I love you.
Not only that, okay. But word is out that since our Norway trip sold out so incredibly quickly, I truly believe that what Danny and I have planned for 2021 will also sell out very quickly. So,
Rose and I are going on the road again.
We are, and we're actually going to go together to learn a little bit about his wife's heritage.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, then, more to come.
Your last name is Spicoli.
It's close. It ends with a vowel.
Anything
that's
that
for
ends
sure.
With a vowel, we're good.
855-616-1620. That's the Accurate Mortgage talking. Text line. You use that to call the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
924 WTMJ, 35 degrees. World Tour Showcase 2020-2021 happens Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, it's in Neenah. Thursday, it is going to be in Brookfield. Details at foxworldtravel.com. Since word is out, right? Can we talk about some of these?
Yeah, so basically what ended up happening was an email went out advertising from a number of our agents advertising the World Showcase, and then that's when the numbers kind of exploded, and we went to both venues and said, hey, can we have more space? And they said, absolutely. So we ordered more chairs and ordered more refreshments and all of that kind of thing. And then I looked at the invitation and said, wait, you guys have put the save the all right.
Right.
So we might as well just spill the beans completely and totally. So Danny and his wife and I are going to go to Italy in July of 2021. Now, I caution listeners, these are not on our website yet. The agents do not even have the details or the pricing or anything. That's going to be launched this week. Obviously, it's going to be Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday because the show is Wednesday night. We're going to have these up for sale by then.
Rose, I don't let these details get in the way of my storytelling at all. So, all right, let's just talk in generality. So,
okay.
The trip is called Treasures of Italy.
Yep.
My wife, Suzanne, and I, and Rose will be going, and this happens in July of next year.
That's
how's that?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Other highlights include, and how about this, Rose, Best of Morocco with Rose in October.
Yes. So I'm excited. I've only been to Morocco one time, and it was a quick little two-day visit to two different cities. We're going to do it right this time. I want to see all of Morocco, including Casablanca and Marrakesh and Fez and all of the things that you need to see in Morocco. That's going to happen in October.
I know so little about Morocco.
Morocco was just named the safest country in Africa?
Well,
you don't even think of it.
That's not saying much.
What?
No, I mean, right.
True.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm very excited about it. So
and that's Northern Africa. Yeah,
very,
right?
Very
okay.
Northern.
Northern Africa, right?
Right.
And exotic and
very
and just,
exotic.
Yeah. So this would be, wow.
Yeah.
This would be such a cool.
It is going to be a very, very cool
right, so
trip.
So Rose is doing that. That's next year. That's in October.
Colleen's got something pretty exciting as well. For those of you who know about Elizabeth Kramer, who's right now watching the Northern Lights in Norway as we speak.
In fact, she said at one point she was so amazed by it, she could not even take pictures of it.
And
it was
she's
so
a professional photographer.
Yeah.
So for something to blow her mind like that. So our good friend Colleen Alsberg is going to be doing Northern Lights of Scandinavia in March of next year. And so soon, Elizabeth's photos will be popping up on Fox World Travel's Facebook page and LinkedIn and Twitter and all the places that we post. So you'll be able to see them too. If you are really, really a diehard, want to see the Northern Lights in the most spectacular way possible, Northern Lights Scandinavia, March of next year with Colleen.
There's a big trip to Greece that's coming up, Greece and the islands.
Yeah, we've kind of laid off of Greece for a number of years. They were in some financial straits, as you may know, Mr. Annex Wealth Management.
That's
you
right.
Probably knew that their economy blew up.
Well, there was almost the Grexit.
Yes.
The
Grexit,
yeah,
yep.
But they didn't. So they hung in.
They hung in, and things have basically calmed down, and so that's all great. And so we have had so many requests for a group trip to Greece, so we're doing Greece and the islands in September.
I just looked up Morocco. Morocco basically is just directly under Spain.
Right, exactly.
Oh, easy. And then, and right on the ocean.
Right.
So,
lots of people do that Straits of Gibraltar and go right from Spain to Morocco. Lots of group tours will include Spain. I just wanted to make it all about Morocco.
Are you going to Casablanca?
I am.
Marrakesh?
Yep.
Marrakesh Fez. Express. Right? Those of you Crosby, Stills, Nash fans?
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. All right. So that's coming up. There are Alpine Christmas markets. There's a trip with Colleen to Budapest, Vienna, and Prague. That happens in September. And again, this stuff's not on the website yet. It's in the process, but it's going to be unveiled in full Fox World Travel style on Wednesday and Thursday at the World Tour Showcases.
Right.
Again, Wednesday is in Neenah, and we want to see everybody there. I'm going to come up for that. And then Thursday in Brookfield, I'm going to be there for that as well. So this is pretty cool.
It is very cool. It's one of the, Inside Vacations has such respect for Gigi as one of the tour managers that we know and love. And she's not the only one. I absolutely adore Assam when we go to Egypt. I absolutely adore Philip when we don't have Gigi and we're doing Italy. Philip is fantastic. But we have a great relationship, as do our customers. And so they are flying Gigi in from Europe for this little two-day gig for us. So that's pretty nice.
In the 40 seconds we have before news.
Yes.
What do you think about reclining seats on airlines?
Man.
This has been in the news
nonstop because of the punching situation, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Wagner had this on before the punching thing. And I actually did text in and say, I don't recline.
No.
I don't. I just don't. I don't turn around and say, would you mind if I recline or anything like that? But, and I'm talking about even when I fly to Africa or even when I fly to Vietnam, I do not recline. But if the airline didn't intend for you to recline, they wouldn't make the seats reclinable, right?
I just think it's kind of, it's mass. So the guy in front of me reclines, then I recline, then I figure the guy in back of me is going to recline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way you look at it. But, and always wait till the person is, till the food and beverage service is over, I think.
Ah, good
right?
To know. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bottom of the hour. Got 30 minutes left in the show. Join us at 855-616-1620. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, 935 at WTMJ, 36 degrees. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to reach Rose Gray is 855-616-1620. That's what Pat and Franklin did. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning,
Pat. Good morning.
Pat. You're going to my favorite place in the whole wide world, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I'm glad to hear that.
It's true. So, we rarely miss a year.
My question is, my husband and I are going to Montego Bay, Jamaica. This is our first time going to Jamaica. We're a retired couple, and we want to know what things we should not miss there.
It really depends on first of all, are you staying at an all-inclusive resort that will have a tour desk there?
We are staying at an all-inclusive Sandals.
Okay, beautiful. So there will be, first of all, it's going to be a little bit difficult for you to even want to leave the premises because it's going to be so spectacular. They're going to treat you like kings and queens and wait on you hand and foot. Now, there will be a tour desk there. There will be a couple of them, as a matter of fact. And they will offer you things like possibly going to Dunn's River Falls, which is something that you may want to consider doing. That is a bit of a trek from the Montego Bay area, but it is one of the most spectacular natural features you will ever see, and it's kind of cool to do. They may also offer you an opportunity to go to the Rose Hall Great House, where there's a story about a witch and all those kinds of things. If I was going to do that, I would do it at night.
Oh.
Because it's not that scary during the day, as you can imagine. Martha Bray rafting is something that they might offer you. Take it or leave it. It's one of those things where they put you on a raft and there's a guide and they kind of take you down a lazy river and it's okay, but it's not that great. There's some bird sanctuaries they may take you to, that kind of thing. But the biggest attraction probably is what they call the Hip Strip. The Hip Strip is sort of the main road in Montego Bay. It's actually called Gloucester Avenue. It's where kind of everything's happening. And if they have a tour that includes a chance for you to kind of hang on the Hip Strip for a while, maybe a half day tour, I might take them up on that.
Oh, okay. Well, that all sounds wonderful. We're getting very excited. So thank you very much.
It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Sandals does a great job. Top shelf, 5-star all the way.
Cool. Let's go to Richfield. That's where Milton is. Good morning, Milton.
Hi there. How's it going today?
Good morning.
We're going to Grand Cayman Island, and I understand if you want to drive there, you got to drive the wrong way.
Yeah. In their opinion, we're driving the wrong way, but in our opinion, yes, they drive on the left-hand side of the road. I will also tell you the traffic in Grand Cayman is horrible, and although Ireland probably has the world record for the most roundabouts, Grand Cayman probably has the second most roundabouts in the whole wide world. So,
next to Richfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've got bad ones, too. That's right. So it's a very safe place. It has a very British feel to it. But driving in Grand Cayman can be a bit of a challenge. So, yes, it's the opposite side of the road.
Is there licensing restrictions that you have to be able to pass a test or anything like that?
There are not.
You just get the car and hope.
You just get the car. Now, there is an international driver's permit, IDP, that you can get. Most AAA offices will offer it. Truthfully, I have never found any value in having an international driver's permit unless I would be going to a country where it was mandatory. And thus far in my 35-year travel career, I've never gone anywhere where a U.S. driver's license was not an accepted form of driver's permit. The only reason people have ever told me that they get them is because if they're going to be in a country for a while, they feel like that's a good second form of ID. But also, if you are in some sort of an accident or something like that, they may make you surrender your U.S. driver's license. Again, never have heard anybody have that happen to them, but that's the story that people who do get the IDP tell me. So you should be perfectly fine. What you do want to mention to your insurance company here in the United States, though, is that you are going to be renting a car in Grand Cayman and ask them for their advice with regard to your insurance.
Understood. Thank you very much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you, Milton. Appreciate that. We're going to take a break. But first, a reminder, Fox World Travel World Tour Showcase, Wednesday in Neenah, Thursday in Brookfield. The Neenah date is going to be at the Bridgewood Resort Hotel. Starts at 6:30. Please register for that so we know you're coming. Same thing with the Thursday date, which is Thursday in Brookfield at the Embassy Suites on Moreland. Again, details at foxworldtravel.com. With details about Northern Lights of Scandinavia, Treasures of Italy with Rose and I, Spectacular Greece and the Islands, Budapest, Vienna, Prague with Colleen Allsburg, the best of Italy, the best of Southern Italy and Sicily, best of Morocco with Rose Gray and the Alpine Christmas Markets and more. It's World Tour Showcase Wednesday, Thursday of next week.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:45, 37 degrees. High today is going to be 43, down to 31 tonight. 47 tomorrow. A little breezy, though. Boy, was it windy yesterday, huh? Wow.
So scary that every single garbage can on my street was tipped over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started doing my neighbor and then the across the street neighbor, and then I was like, oh, look, I'll have to do the whole street.
It's on you.
Yeah, right. I picked a couple up, but I had to stop.
Valiant effort. All right, let's go to Milwaukee. That's where James is. Hey, James.
Yes, are we going to be able to go to Japan for the Summer Olympics, or is Mike Corona, the new song from China, going to take over that part of the world or the rest of the world that we're not going to be able to travel anywhere?
Well, boy, I wish I could look into my crystal ball and give you a definite answer. But here's what I know. Interestingly enough, something popped up in my news feed this morning about this very topic. Right now, out of Tokyo, they are advising that they are going to continue to make preparations to host the Tokyo Olympics and the Paralympics this summer, just like everything is planned. They're going to continue to work with the World Health Organization, with the IOC, with the organizing committees, and they're going to move forward in preparation as if they are taking place right now. So at this point in time, it's really a wait-and-see type situation. And they are moving forward. They're not canceling it at this point in time. They're moving forward with preparation plans.
Okay. Brings up our next question. Hey, Rusty.
Yes. Rose, I've got a question on travel insurance.
Okay.
There are probably, what, three major suppliers?
Right.
They all ought to be pretty close to identical on this, but... are they? Would they cover a cancel for any reason policy, or would they cover the coronavirus situation if travel were suddenly halted or ceased because of it?
If travel was completely and totally banned, and this corona, which is now the COVID-19, becomes what they call a pandemic, there is a possibility. But rather than take that chance, if you want to make sure that you have the wherewithal to cancel for any reason, your fear of travel, what you can do is most major tour insurance, travel insurance companies are going to give you an opportunity to purchase a cover for any reason policy. Typically, it is substantially more than their standard policies, and typically they give you between 75 and 85% of your money back.
Ah, all right.
So it's not
well,
as
wonderful.
Well, we
have one of those, and the travel summary I got, I just had a chance to look it over. It has a great big exclusion, and it says, we won't cover any loss resulting or occurring from sickness, disease, injury, or other such condition.
Right. The fear of traveling is the key there. I'm afraid to go to this destination. Is your airline still going there? For example, we've had some people who were scheduled to go to China. Their flights were canceled. So
yes,
that's covered. But if they had said, we just don't feel comfortable going, and the entire group
right,
still went, then they would not be covered. So, yes, there's an opportunity
that. Yeah, I'm concerned about the fact that we're all travel simply get shut down.
Yeah.
Because this thing is not under control, this coronavirus.
Well, and if that is the case, if you cannot get to your destination, then you're going to be covered.
Okie-doke.
Yep.
Thank you, Rose.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate that. 9:49. We'll be back. We're going to talk about Costa Rica next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:52 at WTMJ. I am so sorry I haven't even brought up your trip to Ireland, which happens in September. You can go to the Emerald Isle with Rose Gray.
It's very true. So I don't know why this hit us like a lightning bolt a couple of weeks ago, but we had this great Ireland trip, and I said, well, I haven't been to Ireland for a while. Could I do it? And they said, would you want to? And I said, of course. So we're about half full. This is September 5th through September 13th. It's happening in 2020. It's all the things that you want to do. And Danny, just go ahead and say it because I know you love to.
Go to the Dingle Peninsula.
Go to the Dingle Peninsula. But it's 2 nights Dublin, 3 nights Killarney, 2 nights Limerick. It's nonstop air on Aer Lingus from Chicago. That's beautiful. Trinity College, the Book of Kells, Jameson Distillery, the Blarney Castle, the Woolen Mills, the Ring of Kerry, all of the things that you, all your friends who have been there have told you and told you and told you about. So I've not left anything out, and it's going to be a great trip, and it's about half full, and it's September 5th.
Boom.
Damn.
There you go. Let's go to Richfield. That's where John is. Hey, Rich. Or hey, John.
Well, there.
Hi.
I'm going to be going to Costa Rica in a couple of weeks. I have a cousin who lives down there. I'll be staying with her.
Well, that was fortunate for you, right? Whoa.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, their temperatures there are like in the high 90s. And here a couple days ago, here was below zero. So it's a 100-degree difference.
I'm going on the 20th of March.
I will just be coming back from them at that time.
Okay, well, we'll see you in the airport.
Anyhow, my question, other times I've traveled, like, down to South America, like, I can just use my debit card in an ATM and get local cash?
Yeah.
Does that happen there also? Or?
It does. It absolutely does. And it has become are you going to be in the San Jose area, or where are you going to be exactly?
Just west of Liberia, right on the Pacific Ocean.
So
actually,
That's a very, very touristy area. So many, yes, many, many of the places that you might want to use cash will also take your U.S. currency.
Mm-hmm.
But if they won't, yes, there are a number of ATMs throughout the area, and you can absolutely positively. I think it's the Cologne, right? The Cologne?
Yes.
Yes. So I think you can, you know, very safely feel like, A, you can use your credit cards very, very abundantly. B, you can use U.S. dollars. But if you absolutely needed to have some Costa Rican currency, you can use an ATM and get it out. No problem.
Okay, cool.
And don't forget to go zip lining. It's where it was invented.
You really?
Yeah.
You've never mentioned that.
Yeah, because because it's the canopy. You're over the canopy. It's the real zip lining.
It's the real zip lining.
And then go to the Arenal Volcano, and then go to the Monte Verde Cloud Forest.
And then call us and tell us how awesome it was.
Yes.
Text question, and I can't comment on this, but Danny and Rose talk about the watermelon in Italy. It's probably the best food I've had in Italy, even over the pasta.
Well, it's world-renowned, apparently. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess I've had it, and yes, it's delicious, and maybe I don't know what region that would be in.
Interesting.
I'm not sure, but write that down. When we go to Italy, we have to make sure that we have the best possible melon experience ever.
Oh, she says she stayed at a host family in Tuscany where I had wood-fired pizza in an actual wood-fired pizza oven, but I like the watermelon the best.
Okay, but we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
On our trip.
Okay, here's the deal. The World Tour Showcase is the big unveiling of the really great Insight Vacations for 2021. Some for 2020, but most for 2021. Wednesday, we're going to be in Neenah, and that is at Bridgewood. Yeah, Bridgewood Resort. It starts at 6:30. If you're going to go to that, go to foxworldtravel.com and let us know. We need to know that you're coming. The next one is Thursday night in Brookfield, and Rose is going to be there. I'm going to be there. All of Fox World Travel is going to be there.
And
we're
going to have so much fun. We're going to have some stands, shoes, things that we're going to talk about. My Bagolini that I love so much. And we're going to talk about my Echo shoes that I love so much. We're going to talk about my e-bags. We're going to talk about how I am going to show those. I'm going to actually show those because people ask about my packing cubes all the time. I'm going to show those. Gigi Bromage is coming in from Europe for this experience. Dan Pleer, who is our Insight Vacations rep, is going to be there. Danny's going to be at both shows. I'm going to be at both shows. Why wouldn't you want to come?
Yep. Northern Lights of Scandinavia with Colleen Allsburg. Treasures of Italy with me and Rose Gray. That happens. Greece and the Islands. Budapest, Vienna, Prague with Colleen Allsburg. The Best of Italy is coming up in 2021. Southern Italy and Sicily. That's September, October of 2021. Best of Morocco. You want to do something really exotic and really cool with somebody that's really cool? That's Rose Gray. That happens in October. Alpine Christmas Market. So again, big deal. World Tour Showcase 2020 and 2021. Neenah on Wednesday. Brookfield on Thursday.
Yeah, so, and we're going to be there. Come, my mom says, God willing, and the creek don't rise.
That's right. That's right. And we're in that season. Anybody else, you want to go somewhere and you want to work with a great travel professional, Fox World Travel will open in 2 minutes and 3 seconds.
Thank you very much. How about 866-GO-FOX-GO?
There you go. Have a good one, Rose.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.